said that no man had been able to ever make a living in Jackson County farming, and he'd love to see some good man try it. Well, I done already had it in my mind that I was going to, and so I'd taken it up kind of as a challenge, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And so for about 25 years then, I didn't do nothing but farm. Didn't work out nowhere, get in any extra money of any kind. And so far, I made it about as good as an average man.
I was going to say, sure.
Not wealthy, but I've had a good living. Mm-hmm. Raised children, got them through college and things. And that's about what you can, any man can accomplish.
Yes, sir. So you would say you were farming most of your life?
Yes, sir.
But you said, you tell me also, you were a plumber, right?
No, no, I said everything but a plumber.
Everything
but an electrician.
I see. And what church, what religion are you?
Baptist.
Baptist.
Me and Jimmy Carter's together on that.
Right. Can you tell me about your education? When you went to school and when you left?
Well, I went to school till the 10th grade. We had a little one-horse school down here in our community, and it was consolidated with the Van Cleve School, and all the schools was consolidated at that time, and around over the country, and come in there to, we went on horse and wagons, and I got to go to the 10th grade,
mm-hmm.
and I dropped out.
I see. Now, can you, Mr. can you tell me any, say, clubs or organizations you belong to around here? Now, I know there ain't much around Van Cleve, but so to speak, well, I don't know, can you, like, were you ever in sort of clubs?
No, not to amount to anything. We've tried to organize two or three different times here at Van Cleve, but it's a little hard town to do anything in, you know, a little jealousy among the people, and it's hard to get anything to go, but I was trustee of the Van Cleve School for 6 years and chairman of the board for that 6 years. And during the burning and rebuilding, when things looked like it couldn't be done.
What's that burning?
They burnt the schoolhouse down on me to try to break the school up here and move it to Ocean Springs and to Pascagoula. And I was determined that the kids here were going to have a school.
Who burned it down? Can you tell me?
Well, it's never been brought out who burned it down, but it was burnt down for all to destroy the school, to keep so much cost of educating the children in this community. You understand? To cut
yes.
the expense down. That's why the school was burned. And they left me there, just without a thing in the world. And they thought, well, he just ain't man enough to carry it on. And so I had five trustees, and there was two of them older men than I am, and I tried to get them to serve as chairman, but they said no, that they'd back me up in anything I'd done, anywhere I'd done or what I'd done, and not be afraid to do anything or say anything I wanted to, they'd back me up in it. So with that kind of backing, I wasn't afraid to go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we got together and built a makeshift school, and after a few years, the prisoners come in here and cut a lot of wood. And of course, I reckon you're putting this on recording, I don't know, but it's all right if you do.
Okay.
The Southern craft people, or the paper mill people, own 80% of our district.
Really?
The land. And pay 80% of the taxes to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so their woods burned, and some blabbermouth boy told them that he was going to keep burning until we got a school. Very shortly we had a bond issue and got a